Earl Jones was a lawyer and state legislator who just happened to have an office across the street from a very important and historic site. When that building was threatened, he soon found himself owning a department store. Today's American Countryside is brought to you by AgroLiquid. Their logo is new and their name is a lot easier to say. Visit agroliquid.com.
It's no secret we're the best research liquid fertilizer on the market. It's no secret we produce more return on investment to the producer for every gallon applied. It's no secret that we provide all the nutrients a crop needs with unsurpassed application flexibility. It's no secret that we stand behind our products. It's no secret that our people are the best in the industry. It's no secret that we're environmentally responsible. What is a secret is why our products work better than all the rest. That's why there is only one AgroLiquid, and we like it that way. AgroLiquid.com.
America never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the farmers and ranchers who call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping rural America show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. And as rural America grows further, we'll be there. Just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
On February 1, 1960, four black students from North Carolina A&T University came here to the Woolworth's lunch counter at Greensboro, North Carolina, and asked to be served. It was a violation of Jim Crow laws forbidding them to sit in the whites-only seating. Those sit-ins helped reignite the civil rights movement, but in 1990, the historic store was slated to be closed. Earl Jones, a lawyer just across the street, decided the place needed to remain open.
Maybe I should approach Woolworth and ask them to leave the store open. And we have a campaign here in Greensboro of patronage. In other words, it would be an economic boycott in reverse. So we would encourage citizens to patronize Woolworth.
That plan worked for nearly a year, but then Woolworth decided to close the store. So Earl and some friends stepped in and bought the building. The historic lunch counter was still as it had been 30 years prior. All the seats are still here, which is kind of a problem when it comes to pinpointing the exact events of that important day.
We have the original four seats there now. Here's the problem is that there were pictures taken where the Greensboro Four was sitting, and so they don't know exactly which four seats.
But there's much more here than a lunch counter. This is the International Civil Rights Center and Museum, and it actively shares the story of the struggle here and around the world to protect and secure freedom.
Some of the things we read after people have left have been just visibly impacted, not only of the Greensboro Four, but of the sacrifice and the story and history of oppression and the fight against oppression.
Jones is a newspaper owner and former state legislator, but his work in saving this building and beginning the museum is perhaps his favorite endeavor. Traveling the countryside in Greensboro, North Carolina, I'm Andrew McCray.